present for present on a landscape where plants are able to take it on board and then animals graze on those plants. Now, our fuel rod then, in the first 10 years, those are the sort of things that dominate. After that, we get the long-lived ones, and so plutonium is the one that, after 1,000 years, will dominate in terms of the amount of activity that's left behind from our fuel rod. So what people do then, they segregate those nuclides at the outset. They take the light ones, they put them in stainless steel, then concrete containers, and they're classed as medium-level waste, where they rely on that short half-life to decay that material so that's at the point where it can be sort of dealt with in a reasonable fashion. In contrast, the heavy nuclides, such as the plutonium, go into the high-level waste category. These guys, the only thing you can do is stockpile them. In Australia, CSIRO worked on a technology for encapsulating those radioactive elements. So they developed a synthetic rock, which was, in terms of its mineral structure, like a composite of hollandite, zirconolite, and perovskite. And the transition metal, in this case, is then encapsulated inside the structure of the mineral, which means that intrinsically, minerals don't dissolve unless you chemically attack them. This then should be a very stable way of holding that radioactivity in a confined space for long-term burials. Now, the burial sites that are being looked at are mostly in WA, South Australia. Northern Territory got quite active last year at one stage in trying to bid for these burial sites. The US have got a large repository called WIP. Now, there's stuff on the Hanford site, there's stuff on the WIP repository on LearnJC. I'll put some web links into those. What you need for a burial site is somewhere with a very stable geologic formation, because what you don't want is if there be an earthquake, you know, 500 years down the track, and all of a sudden your mountain of plutonium is now sitting in the middle of a city or something like that. So that's the plan. So in this case, in New Mexico, they've got very stable salt formations. That's where they've got the drums of this stuff.